You're listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, where you get valuable information you just can't find anywhere else. To thrive in today's trying times, you need the Financial Survival Network, now more than ever. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and get your free newsletter and gift. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.
And welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Carrie Lutz, and today is 4/23/21. Well, you know, person you're about to hear from wrote a book. It's been noted by Forbes magazine, 21 books, one of the 21 books to read in 2021. Well, there's so many books out there. What could it be? But this person had a thriving career leading multi-million dollar entertainment companies. By all accounts, he was successful. And I've been in this situation too. We're making tons of money, but being completely miserable. And are you in that situation? You got to find something else to do to give your life meaning. Why don't you send us an email? We'd love to hear from you. KL@CarrieLutz.com. That's my personal email. Right now, Todd Miller is with us, coming from a foreign land in Asia, so we might have a little bit of static on the line, but that's okay. Todd, it's great to have you on the show. So you're making tons of money, and yet you're miserable. How could that be?
Well, it can be actually quite straightforward that, you know, money creates more problems than it does create solutions. And what most people want out of life is bigger than career success. It's bigger than money. It's meaning in life. And so I just found that I had all the trappings of success, but I was miserable because I was handicapped by my financial insecurity. And so I extricated myself by accelerating financial security, which gives me optionality to live and work on my own terms.
There's a word we like to hear, optionality. So, Todd, for our purposes, please define what a successful individual, a successful person really is.
Well, I think that's an individual definition. I interviewed scores of high-achieving professionals though around the world for this book, and almost all of them define success as mastery over their time, to basically be in control of their day. And I think ultimately that's how many people like to think about success and what success means, which is why that favorite word of optionality comes into play. Because optionality gives people choices. And when going to work is a choice and not an obligation, that changes everything about work.
Very true. But there's got to be some people who are employees who are not going to be financially free because the world relies upon these people. You know, like there aren't that many financially independent janitors out there. There aren't that many financially independent ditch diggers out there. Do you ever think that sometimes financial independence really, maybe it's not a matter of choice, maybe there's a very few percentage of people who can actually attain it and the rest are stuck with what they get?
Well, I wouldn't. Definitely some people are more advantaged than others. But regardless of where one is in career terms. You know, I think that dependency upon a paycheck is a dangerous situation to be, because most people define their income security with their job security. And in 2021, there is no job security. And so by depending upon a paycheck, one is in a vulnerable spot. And so regardless of your occupation, I would encourage everyone to try to accelerate financial security.
Okay.
To create that optionality.
And I couldn't agree with you more. I've always been an entrepreneur. I am fourth generation entrepreneur. So it's in my blood. And I empathize and really feel people's pain who just believe that they can't do it, that you don't have the skills to do it. and that you're unable to do it. So what do you say to that person, the janitor, you know, who's, I mean, I remember the janitor in my elementary school, Mr. O'Neill, and he loved being a janitor. You know, he didn't want anything more out of life. He came here from Ireland. He had I think he was married, you know, he had a decent life. He just wanted to be a janitor.
And that's great for Mr. O'Neill. You know, the thing, Carrie, about optionality is it gives you choices. And in life, we're all happier when we have choices. It's when we don't have options that makes us so miserable. And so, again, regardless of whether you're paid by the hour or you're paid on, you know, a huge corporate salary, I think that the principle of trying to reduce dependency upon a paycheck, I think it applies to everyone. And so what I would advise Mr. O'Neill to do would be to do what 75% of Americans do not, which is to make a financial plan. And just by the virtue of trying to create a personal financial plan, one can begin to take control of their own financial destiny. Again, regardless of the personal situation that they are in.
All right. Well, and so make the best of it. You don't have to be a hugely successful entrepreneur, but having that added financial freedom can really make a difference in your life. I mean, if Mr. O'Neill is still alive, and that would be a stretch, he'd probably be in his 90s now. He's getting a great pension from the New Jersey Teachers Retirement System, and he's getting Social Security. So Jimmy's living high on the hog, because I'm sure he stayed there for 30 years. So he's gotten about the highest possible pension available to New Jersey state workers. And you know, he had the best pension plan, because they only rolled them back later when they found out they couldn't afford them anymore. So maybe Jimmy had the right idea all along, and he just was working for his retirement. What do you tell somebody who's in a job they hate, but they're working for their retirement?
Yes. Well, that was exactly the situation that I was in. I was very well compensated, working for a major Hollywood studio, in a very sexy industry, sexy job. But I was miserable. And I felt that I was trapped, that I was handicapped, because I was addicted to that paycheck. And so that's when I realized, Carrie, that financial security really is foundational. And once you can begin to create some sense of financial security, then everything else that's important in life, that meaning that we all strive for, that it's easier for us to then dedicate our time to whatever's going to provide meaning. And maybe it means cleaning floors, or maybe it means something else. Again, it's a personal decision. But the idea is to give you flexibility so that you can allocate your time to what provides the most meaning.
And that's a good thing. And like you started out the conversation, the definition of that success varies from person to person. Maybe it's the worst thing, because so many of you out there have no definition of success. So if you're working with somebody, Todd, in that situation, how do you help that person define success so that they have something in their life they can work for, something bigger than yourself, something that really provides you with lasting meaning and satisfaction?
Don't just survive. Thrive. The Financial Survival Network.
Today's show is brought to you by GR Silver Mining. Ticker symbol TSX, GRSL, OTC, GRSLF, and their website at grsilvermining.com. The company is extremely well capitalized, currently has a resource of 40 million ounces of silver, and is looking to triple that number in just the next year alone. Its management team is first rate, headed up by Marcio Fonseca, a geologist with vast experience in mining operations and the financial sector as well. With all this going for it, and with silver trading over $25 the ounce, there's no telling how high GR Silver Mining will go. So go to grsilvermining.com to stay up to date on the latest developments and get on their notification list today.
This is the Financial Survival Network, the information you need to thrive now more than ever.
So I think to be able to answer that, you have to have a degree of self-awareness, and you have to dig a little bit deep to understand what your true priorities are, to try to understand what it is over a longer time period that is important to you, and to consider that professionally, to consider that personally, and to consider that financially. And once you've distilled some core priorities, then I think you can begin to wrap around some definition of what success looks like. But the idea is that you do have to dig a little bit deep, and you also have to begin to understand where you want to go. Because if you don't understand where you want to go and what you want to ultimately work toward, well, you just may not get there.
Hey, well, that's that old cliche. If you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. But you know, that really doesn't go far enough, because if you don't know where you're going, you will wind up on a road not of your choosing. And that's worse than just taking any random path. You'll wind up on a road that somebody else decides is better for you, perhaps, that you stumbled upon accidentally, or that you were you decided to take not because of your own higher aspirations, but because of those of another.
Yeah. You know, and that is exactly the default setting, which I describe in the book. If you think about it, we go to school. Our entire educational system is geared to making us productive and successful professionals. And we embark upon our careers sometime in our 20s. And then we work for 40 years. And, you know, sometime in our 60s, if we're lucky, then we want to exit to do what we wish that we could have done all along. And that's kind of crazy when you think about it, but that is the implicit default setting which most professionals accept. And so the first way to reject that default setting is to, one, understand what you really want to do, and two, rather than working 40 years to try to get to some level of financial independence so that you can work less or don't have to work, figure out a way to do it in half the time.
Okay. And so do you believe that a person has to follow your passions, your deepest desires to be happy in your career?
No, I don't. You know, there. I think what most people want is meaning. And meaning isn't the same thing as passion. You know, what people want is they want to make a difference. They want to make an impact. They want to contribute to something bigger than themselves. And sometimes that happens to coalesce with passion, and sometimes it's very, very different. But ultimately, that's what people are trying to do, is they're trying to be a part of something that is larger and that is more meaningful than not.
All right. So The Man's Search for Meaning, book by Dr. Maxwell Maltz, I think it was. Or was it Viktor Frankl, rather? Viktor Frankl.
It's Viktor Frankl, yeah. Right. And I, you know, amazing book, you know, and he represents a whole branch of psychology that basically says that, you know, the purpose of life is to find meaning. And, you know, even in the horrors of a Nazi concentration camp, he found meaning, you know. And so it's a brilliant book and a brilliant story. And actually, it holds a lot of truth that we're all trying to find where we fit in and all trying to be part of something that is bigger than ourselves.
Yeah. So what if you're on a dead end job and you feel trapped? Like, what if Jimmy O'Neill wasn't happy being a janitor? He really wanted to be a president of a multinational corporation. Absurd, I know, because a man's got to know his limitations, as Clint Eastwood said. What would you tell to a frustrated Jimmy O'Neill and that's not his real name, by the way. I just pulled that out of thin air. What do you tell Jimmy? Like, Jimmy, go back to college, get skills. What do you tell him?
Well, I mean, look, it depends on what life stage that Jimmy O'Neill is in, first and foremost. And there also needs to be a degree of realism. But life is too short to endure it on a miserable level. And sometimes we all have to make short-term sacrifices. We have to do what we have to do. But I believe that to do that on an open-ended, long-term basis, that it just leads to a lot of unnecessary misery. And so I would encourage the Jimmy O'Neills of the world to figure out as quickly as possible, you know, what alternatives are, and to try to work very aggressively toward creating those alternatives and making it a reality, whatever it is. And, you know, it's one thing if you put up with something and there's a time limit on it, but when it's open-ended, you know, that's just, it's really is a horrible way to have to live life.
I couldn't agree with you more. Well, I think that that the Jimmy O'Neills of the world have got to start thinking about things in different terms, because your personal happiness is obviously the most important thing. And if you're a Jimmy O'Neill and you want to stop being one, or you're yourself, the book is Enrich, Create Wealth in Time, Money, and Meaning. You can get it from Amazon and wherever fine books used to be sold. And hey, it's also on the Kindle, so there's an audiobook, which I am personally going to download, Todd. And Todd, is there a website, any way for people to get in contact with you?
Sure. Enrich101.com is the best way to track me and to find out more about the book. And I contribute on a regular basis various musings about creating wealth and time, money, and meaning.
All right. Excellent. So it's Enrich101. The number is 101.com. And if you've got a question for Todd or myself, please send it to my personal email address. We encourage you to. And that is kl@carrielutz.com. Make sure you go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Sign up for your free newsletter. Todd, been a total pleasure. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you, Carrie.
Thanks for listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, your solution to today's trying times. For the latest, go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.